Yeah. Sauerkraut party.
I mean, I'm sure it's this way with every gardener. Not everything is ready. I mean, I'll just share with you. I'm having a little bit of a root cellar airing out year. The pack rats kind of took over, and we just don't feel like putting anything in there this year. We cleared everything out, but it's sort of a, you know, an airing out year. Yeah. So I just don't feel good about it. So I don't really have a great place for cabbage and potatoes and some of the root crops that could really use it. I've got a great root cellar, old one that's dug into the hillside, and it's really nice, but I'm just going to give it a year off. So anyway, I'm just sort of trying to feel my way through
kind of figuring it out. You know, and so many of us fall in that category. We don't necessarily have an appropriate root cellar, but what is the best places we have? And sometimes that just takes a moment to look around your house or your outside perimeters. And, you know, unheated sheds that may not freeze, or maybe they do freeze later in the winter, would work for now until some other space opens up and doesn't freeze. You know, you just got to hustle and just kind of make it up as you go. I think the old pioneers used to do a lot of that themselves.
Okay. So let me ask you this, because I feel like I probably will be taking those up in a little bit, those cabbages. How much of the stem should I leave on? How much of the root or stem?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different ways.